Sexting. It's a word most of us have become familiar with in recent years with technological advances. While the act of sending and receiving nude photos via an electronic device can create challenges for adults, imagine the havoc it can cause for teens. While there are state laws on the books to deal with the issue, the village of Pewaukee is taking matters into its own hands to try to curb sexting among youth. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, an ordinance was recently passed that would allow hundreds of dollars to be leveled against kids sending nude photos.
The first day of school for kids in the village of Pewaukee is just around the corner. For some, that will mean reconnecting with friends that they haven't seen since last school year, while for others, it means burgeoning relationships or those coming to an end. Sometimes within those relationships, personal photos, nude ones, are shared. Under Wisconsin law, teens who sext could face child pornography charges, which may be heard in juvenile court, where judges have more flexibility with sentencing. But now, officials in the village of Pewaukee have another avenue, a municipal fine.
So it's just like another tool in the toolbox. We can issue a municipal citation for $439 for a first offense and $628 for a second offense.
That's Police Chief Timothy Heyer. He says the ordinance, which was passed a week ago, was drafted by the police department after the school resource officer noticed an uptick in sexting complaints. Heyer says most recently,
two people consensually exchange photographs, both minors. People found out about it. It was kind of a breakup. There was also situations of, threats being made because, people were now talking disparaging about other people. Friends knew about it, and we actually had to interview about 12 people regarding, one consensual encounter between minors sending photographs.
Chief Heyer says the ordinance could be enforced once complaints are made, either in school or out.
We get complaints, walk-in complaints at our front counter. We get complaints like this where somebody hears about this, parents find it on their kids' phones, and so forth, that we investigate that way.
Heyer says that if family cannot afford to pay the fines, there are other options.
Community service could be looked at, and how much would be determined by the city attorney and the judge.
As far as parents are concerned, Heyer says he hasn't yet heard any complaints, though no citations have yet been written.
They were very happy that we're proactive and talking to parents. It seems like this is something that they're very concerned about, and that in some cases they have heard or know about other kids that have passed on photographs that was never, brought to the attention of police. And that they're very happy with the fact that this is, we're taking an approach that hasn't been done before in the village.
According to Heyer, the ordinance is modeled after one in Stevens Point. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.